Right.
That'll probably be coming through the process again in the next month or two. So the reason I bring that up is that probably is going to be the best time to maybe talk to Scott and say, hey, this needs to be, and then that way you can go through the process of going to plan and zoning board and then that board making the recommendation.
So it has to go through planning and zoning first before it comes to you guys. As you can see, the slideshow that he's pulled up here, I believe if I'm looking right, what is in yellow is what is called our villas, which as I assume are classified as R2. And then the others to your right are the single family homes that are classified as R1. So we're one subdivision, so it seems like we should be classified as one.
And that may, I don't know this, it may make sense in your specific area, it may not make sense in others, and that may be why they did, I don't know the answers to why it wasn't discussed.
Okay.
But I understand your...
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. Go ahead.
We were told in zoning in general, when I was doing research back several years ago as people were coming to me, is that it's not going to be perfect. Other counties, other areas that had done zoning, they had to make changes also. Our zoning itself, and that's what we've got before tonight, when the zoning maps were put out and they were sent to the different subdivisions, not subdivisions, the different...
Townships,
thank you. A few people showed up at most of them, except I applaud the one over at Oakmont. We had a crowd.
Yeah.
But to look at the maps before they were approved and everything. So you're going to see even the zoning changes coming before the commission constantly, and that's what we've got tonight. It's a work in progress. It's progress that we hope. It's progress. Okay.
So in other words, the R2 zone people, Knightley Rentals, can still come before them to get a conditional use permit. But the chances are it being denied are?
There's things they can consider.
Okay.
And you guys are familiar with this. They have the main reason.
Right.
And the main reason that's given and everything. And then as a secondary, they can consider covenances and...
Yes.
Yeah, we've really tried to make sure that planning and zoning has the proper tools they need to make the decisions that need to be made.
And they have an attorney at their disposal. That they've got, they can, Scott, he can meet with them and they can go over issues.
Because we've really had some big issues with Knightley Rentals in our community. I know this gentleman gave you a couple examples, but we had one just recently that just totally blew me away. We had a Knightley Rental that came in. One of our residents said, excuse me, you need to pick up your dog poop because our landscapers are not going to mow over that. They were kind of furious at him. So the day he moved out, he put a bunch of poop in a Walmart sack and set it in front of the permanent residence home.
Those are things that plan and zoning.
We do not need that in our community.
We don't need that anywhere.
No, it's not acceptable. Mm-hmm. But anyway, long story short, I commend Mr. Worley for what he did. I do have signed petitions from over 55 of our residents that are totally against Knightley Rentals. And I do have a lot of our residents in attendance. So everybody from Fieldstone, could you raise your hand?
No.
So we are very much against any Knightley Rental in our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak? You guys have any other discussion?
I move that we approve Article.
I wanted to make the motion.
Oh.
That's not fair.
Sorry. They know how I feel anyways. That's okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
No, I'm just joking.
Mike, why don't you make this motion?
Mike, go for it. You're not running for office again, I heard.
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I heard I might, so I better make it. Let's see. I move to approve Article 024.020A.
I'm sorry. That's not the...
That's not what I'm approving, is it?
It's just an
Article
24.
How about I move to approve...
Article 24.
Article 24.
The Zoning Regulation Amendment?
Yes.
To eliminate R1 as a residential district that had conditional use availability for Knightley Rental.
Is that your motion?
Scott. That's Scott said.
So moved.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, if everybody will hang tight for just a second, we have some subdivision regulations, and then we'll get into our rezones. So these subdivision regulations are changes that primarily have developed because we've gone to zoning regulations. Throughout the subdivision regulation, it says development guidance code. So I would look at this as just one motion to approve these, and I'll go through them. So wherever it says development guidance code, we're going to put zoning regulations because that's what we're under now. The same with the construction permits. They were Division 1, Division 2, Division 3. Now they're residential construction, commercial construction. There is one section that had a certificate of conformance. We don't do those anymore, so we're deleting that. The kind of the big ones that be added is on plats that I review and sign. We've had requests by the sewer district to look at those plats and sign also, because he's had a few instances where a sewer easement needed to be in place for that lot to actually even get sewer availability. And then the county collector actually wants to review the plats and make sure that the taxes are paid. So those two entities would be new signature blocks added to the plats. And then there's just a trust block example that the recorder's given me that she likes, that works really good, that we put in the zoning regulations. And then we'll add the date that the zoning regulations were adopted by the county commission. It says the development guidance code was adopted, so we're just going to add that. And then the 911 administration block actually always read minor subdivision, and we just need to change it to plat, that this plat does not violate the roads. So I go through each one of those. If anybody had any questions on any certain one.
Was there a handout on that? Did you guys get
yes.
a handout on that?
Yes.
Is it in this paper?
She sent it to us
PowerPoint.
By email.
What's that?
She sent it to us by email, I know.
Did you print it off?
Yeah.
Oh. Did they print it off or did you print it?
I printed it.
Oh, the Northern.
Well.
There you go.
Thank you.
So I can show you those blocks and I can show you.
You want to do that? You said do it all as one.
On this,
yeah,
I
because
think we can do as one.
Yeah, it's just kind of, most of it's cleanup because of the guidance code going away and the zoning regulations coming into place.
Is there, anything, you know I hate government control. Is there anything in here that's going to add more hoops to jump through and
these two signature blocks would,
so they just sign off on saying that
they get a review. The surveyors all send it to me to review. They would send one to the collector and one to the sewer district for review. So before the customer would even pick up their plat, they would already know we have to change it to get this sewer easement, or I need to pay the taxes before the collector will sign the plat,
and they're going to have to do that anyway.
Correct.
So it's not like they're this doesn't add anything to it.
Sewer district has not been reviewing those. We've had a couple that I signed that I didn't realize how the sewer district lines went through, and he had a little bit of trouble getting the easement going across for him, where he could have put the easement on it at the time, and it would have took care of the issue.
It's much better and easier on the customer to catch
Correct.
It up front.
It cleans it up. Then they don't have to come back in behind it.
And we've done this, like in the collector's office, it's been done for years from other counties that come, like if Christian has it and you have to sign
yes.
off.
Is on the, so on the sewer, I hereby certify that the plat shown has been approved. What do they have to approve on the plat? Do they have to approve
if it? If it has a sewer line needing to go to that lot, say they have one lot that's 5 acres and they want to split it into, because now they have sewer, they want to split it into three lots. So somehow sewer has to get to lots 2 and 3, and that's where the rubs come. They don't show on the plat the sewer having an easement. Now he has to chase him behind to get an easement for that person
to even
get to sewer, where it could have just been put on the plat.
What if it's not? What if it doesn't affect the sewer at all? Do they still have to
sign
it?
Then he'd just sign it, yes, and sign it and say it doesn't.
Is there anything saying where he can't not sign it if the sewer doesn't have anything to do with it?
that make sense what I'm asking?
Yes. No, I don't have any language in that.
So do we need to figure out a way to make sure there's language added to where something can't be held up?
That's a good question. That'd be a good piece to add in behind that one. If we could pull
that
one out.
That the sewer cannot sign it?
Well, no, I don't
couldn't
want,
hold it up.
Sewer couldn't hold it up whenever, I mean, like, if somebody's got 100 acres and they're dividing off 5 acres for one of their kids, sewer department doesn't need to come out there and do anything. So why do they have to sign it? I don't want to give them the ability to sign something and hold stop something.
So then P&Z would have to determine whether or not it was necessary to, so you'd have two different types of plats.
I just assumed the surveyors would send it to the collector and the sewer district administrator for review, and they do just like I do, send them back corrections or, hey, we need got to have an easement. Or he'd send back, nope, this plat's good. And then as soon as he got it, he'd have it signed or stamped. And then the collector would do the same thing. Nope, the taxes aren't paid on this. Alert your owner or person coming in for the plat that the taxes will have to be paid before I sign it.
And then what's the purpose of the 911 administrator signing?
She's always signed the roads. She checks the roads and makes sure, yeah.
Has an address.
But it always said, instead of right there where it says that this plat, it always said that this minor subdivision, but she signs major subdivisions, amended plat.
Yeah, because what if it's a subdivision that is doing their own central treatment facility of some kind? Does the sewer district have to sign off on that?
Yeah, I mean, the only way I know is just that they'd have to sign every plat.
Yeah,
they'd have to review.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Otherwise, I'd be the one that would determine, is this one your plat or is this one my plat?
Yeah, that's...
That's the issue that I see with splitting it.
To me, it seems less room for error and actually more simple on the if they know the process.
Well, I disagree with that. I just, again, you know me. I don't like the government.
You don't like yourself, huh?
I don't like myself.
Sorry.
Well, I like myself. I don't like the function
of... say, you're one of God's special.
I think we're all pretty conservative here. We don't like big government. If there's not a way to work around it, though, is there anybody here that has anything to talk about? I mean, any opinions on that? Do we have any developers that would look over you guys? No? Scott, you don't see a problem with it?
Nope, I don't, actually. I think it'll go pretty smooth.
Move to approve the Taney County Subdivision Regulation Amendments. Are they numbered?
I mean, it's just throughout, like where
as presented?
Yeah, presented. Perfect.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Whichever rezone, the next order is the reconsideration of lifestyle contractors on your agenda. Move forward with your lifestyle contractors LLC. Represented by Carl Finkenbinder, received County Commission approval for a reconsideration hearing for the rezone number 2112 to rezone parcels 08-8.0-28-000-000-089.000 and last six digits 089.001. The property is currently zoned R3 Multifamily Residential District. The rezoning request is for NR3 Multifamily Residential District. Here is the actual PowerPoint that I showed the county commission.